We are right now in 75th and Canal. My name is Guillermo Villarreal. Since I was a kid, they call me Memo. I'm the owner of this place. Memo Record Shop has been here 45 years. They sell music. Most of my family been in the music business. My daddy was a musician for all his life. And in the valley of Texas, you know, McAllen, I have an uncle that he was a composer, very famous composer, you know, and they own the recording company and they have a label, Falcon Records, for many years. So I believe from there, it's when I got my instinct of music, you know. I love music. I love music. Yeah. Just come with me. Yeah, and this store, so many movie stars, they've been coming over here. Like you see Juan Graviel is outside of the store. One of the ladies come and visit me. Rocio Durcal, she's from Spain. Very famous. Rigo Tavares was a famous director of music, of bands. Lucia Villa is a big movie star. Antonio Aguilar, the top over there, he's a sort of speaker too. Yolanda del Rio, very famous artist. Jose Jose, another famous guy, international. And Vicente Fernandez. All these people been here in the store. And some politicians too, like Mickey Lila, like Ben Reyes, and all those guys, you know, they've been here. Mickey used to come a lot over here. Mickey was a good friend of mine. As a matter of fact, one of my son, when he was in college, and Mickey was in Austin, he was a state representative. My son worked for him, and you know, part-time over there in Austin. And then when Mickey became a congressman, I went to Washington many times. I went to the White House 4 times. Yeah. So I meet Mickey for Ben. And that time it was Aluna, Roman Martinez, Leonel Castillo. He was all in the new era of politicians, you know, Latin politics in Houston. So I became friends to every one of them. And so that's why I meet Ronnie Ellis. Ronnie Ellis, he was working for Mickey Leland in Washington. Now Senator Ellis, you know, I know him real well too. Yeah. So I was involved in music and politics too, you know. So that's why I meet all these people. When Mayer was mayor, he comes over here about 2, 3, 4 times. Now I'm taking him in Hawaii. Buenos días, buenos días. ¿Cómo necesitas? Qué bueno, qué bueno. Okay. So we're going to start over here. See, this all Spanish music. We don't sell English music. It's all Spanish. So we start in this section of the store for international music. Spain, Mexico, Central, South America. You see, like Antonio Aguilar is a big singer and movie star. Is the one you see in the picture on the top over there. Antonio Aguilar. You see Juan Graviel. The one is right there with the white paint, very famous. All this line of records, they belong to artists that they sing with mariachi or orchestra or whatever. But they don't own any band or nothing like that. So it's just by themselves. So that's why it's so famous. They go all around the world where people speak Spanish, of course, you know. Central, South America, Mexico, Spain, all those artists that you see here, they've been all over. All over the States too. All over the States. And you see the trios, Los Panchos, Los Haces, Dandies, very famous trios that they go around the world too, in this section right here. And of course, we have some movies too. All this part over here is all movies from the Mexico and Spain, Central America, and something like that. And then you come to this side, now it changed. This is a Norteño music groups. There is play accordion, bass, guitar, drums, and different names. You can see different names of these most famous groups. All this over here. Over here, probably 2 or 3 of these guys singing in the group. More musicians than the other side. Solista, because it's only one singer. These groups go to the nightclubs and people dance with them. Okay, all this line over here. These type of groups, they are 7 or more musicians. They are a band, they play different instruments, and they perform in big nightclubs. Draw 3, 4, 5,000 people every time they come to Houston, 7,000 people. We call gruperos. Gruperos because they are more than 6 musicians. Okay, all this line is the same thing, except that we have some music over here from Colombia, from Venezuela, from El Salvador, from Mexico, from Spain. This is the only difference of this line. Now, when we come to this line, this norteño music, okay? Norteño music, most, there are four or five in the group. Sometimes four only. They play accordion, and bass, drums, and guitar, okay? This is very, very famous groups, but not in all part of the States or Mexico. They are norteño from the north. They are very famous in those parts. Most of these norteño music, they are from the state of Tamaulipas, Nuevo León, Coahuila, in Texas. There are a lot of norteño musicians from San Antonio, from McAllen, Corpus Christi, Dallas, Austin. There are a lot of norteño music there too, you know. And we call música norteña. They recorded for the top company like Sony, Emi Capital, but this start like this over here, Carlos y José, for example. They've been in the music for 45 years. These ones over here, they both died already. They've been in the 40s, but they died about 10 years ago. So they stay in the music more than 50 years. They start when they were very young, and they very famous. You can see from here, this norteño music is the one that we have more than any other groups in Texas, in North Mexico, in Chicago, California, is when they play in those groups, you know? So this is the Conjunto Norteño. Conjunto, this is a name. Conjunto because they are four musicians only. You know, we don't call no band because if it's band, it's more than seven. So we call Conjunto. The name Conjunto came out from years back when it was only two. Then years later, they add two more. You know, they are four now. But at the beginning, it was two only. It's what we call in Conjunto. It was accordion and bajo sexto only. So I'm gonna show you the other side of the other line over here. Perdón. This over here is still norteño. It's so many norteño groups that we have to go half of the line over here. Because the other ones is only one line. But this one norteño is come that far. You can see it. We have all kind of music from all over. But if you ask me why we sell more conjunto, norteño. Yeah, in this area we sell a lot of. So in this side, now we change over here. We come to karaoke. So this, the people buy it so they can go sing by in the house, you know, or any place they want to go, all kind. And here, another different music. This music comes from Durango, Chihuahua, all those states. It's not very popular, so we don't have much, you know, of this music. And let me show you, it's all the same from there to here, only different groups. But over here, we come to the Tejano music, okay? Right now, this is, you see, nothing but old music because it's no nothing new. It's been since Selena died, it doesn't come out anything new since those days. So all these groups are very old. As a matter of fact, a lot of the companies, you don't record anymore Tejano. No radios. No radio to play Tejano music. This is the problem. We used to have in Houston, Kakakuka, it was a radio station very famous, that he only played Tejano music. We used to have in Rosenborg another Tejano music, another station, radio station, no more. In the valley, there used to be many Tejano stations. Maybe now it's two or three in the whole valley. I'm talking about McAllen, Edinburgh, Weslaco, Brownsville. You find two or three stations that play Tejano music only. San Antonio, maybe you find one only to play Tejano music. Houston, none. We don't have it, none. No more Tejano station. And it was the most where the Tejano music sells is in Houston. You know, it's a lot of people that buy that music. Not anymore. They buy, but they try to look for the old records, you know. And we are the only one that we had on it. Nobody else. Nobody else. So there's still some companies in San Antonio and Corpus Day. We buy all these merchandise. But we used to buy them from Miami. They used to be So many components, they are interested in recording Tejano music, but not anymore. They find out that little by little, the Tejano music, it was down and down and down and down. And some other people, some other Latin people come from all over Mexico or South America, or South America, they speak Spanish. They are not interested in this music, you know. Didn't even know what Tejano music are. So it's the people that invite Tejano music is very small. Down every year, go down and down. So we don't have the station that they used to push this music. Not anymore. So now we have in Houston more radio stations than ever, in Spanish stations, but they play music from South America, from Central America, from Mexico, from Spain, but none of those stations play Tejano music, okay? Tejano music is very original. To begin with them, it's not, they sing most of hits, they come from another country, you know, like Mexico. There are not many composers, you know, that make his own music, but the music is different, completely different. Okay, they play different, they sing different than any other groups from Mexico or Central South America. I believe, you know, in my years that I've been in this business, and not only before I was in this business, I like the kind of music because they was playing it different than any other group that I ever heard. But in that time, it was a small place that they going and playing, like Pan America nightclub. They used to be over here. They hold it maybe 1,000 people. There used to be another place called Starlight, maybe called about 500 people. And the really good time for the music, the kind of music was when Remerera come out, Emilio Navaira, Selena, Mas, Mafia, those groups, it comes to modern the Tejano music better than the old ones, you know? And then the boom come out. Everybody playing it. Even people from Mexico, they buying a lot of Tejano music. It started in the 80s, 90s, 2000. It was still good, you know? Maybe 90, 92, 95 start come down, you know? But they stay alive in a good moment of the Tejano music was in the 80s, 90s, 70s, 70s too. When they start all those guys like this, Pio Treviño, Sonny the Sunliners, Mas, he was very famous, Little Joe was still in business, but not as big as it used to be, you know. But this is the only music that it looks to me, I don't know, I hope not, looks like it's going to disappear little by little, because it's the most important thing is that we don't have no radio to play the music like we used to have. Another thing is the recording companies, they are not interested in look for new talent, you know, not anymore. For the same reason, because now they have to invest too much money to make a record, you know, which I don't know how long the record, the CD is gonna be in the market, I don't know, because all the new technology that is now, you can push one button and you can give it the song you want. You know, and you don't have to go to a record shop and buy a record. I don't know how long I'm going to stay in this business, you know, because of that. But because nobody have the records, it's a lot of people, there's still a lot of people that he like to have the record in the hands and read it and see the picture, things like that. So they don't believe in this new technology, okay? So if these people are still thinking like that 10 years from now, I'd be in business. I'd be in business for sure, you know? But I mean, it's, I hope this music, I mean, the record never disappear, because I love this business. I love it. I enjoy it every day. I work 7 days a week, and I love it. I go to my car and I listen to music. I go to my bed, I go to the gym, and my gym in the house, I got music playing since I do all my workout, you know. So I love music. I love it. You know? So I don't know. I don't know. But I'm, you know, I don't want to think about it. You know, I'm not worried about it. I want to live it today, you know, and tomorrow, I don't know. So I'm not thinking too much about it. But I mean, when I read the Billboard magazine that I receive every week, or any magazine that is talking about music, you know, It's going to get kind of nervous, you know, because I read it. And sometimes I don't want to read it. I don't want to see or know what's going to happen in the future in the music business. I don't know. Anyway, I'm 75 years right now. If I will be 10 more years in business, I'll be fine. I will be 85 years old by that time. So many pictures. This lady from Venezuela, you know, and you will see so many. This, she's from Venezuela too. See, the companies, recording companies, bring it over here. Every time they have a new record, they come to order the record in the store, and they put commercials on the radio. They're going to be in the record shops from 5 to 6 or from 5 to 8 or whatever, you know, and the people come in. Yeah, we have lines of people, you know. All depends the artist that he comes. But there's so many artists come to the store. They don't do that anymore. Well, they go by the internet and all those things, you know. You know, they do it a different way. It used to be very busy on those presentations of those groups that used to come to the store because there were so many companies, recording companies, that he was ready to, any release, did he call me. What day do you have open? I say, well, and every month we have somebody here, maybe 2 or 3 times a month, new releases. But now, another problem that we have, the big companies, they've been buying all the small companies. They've been buying and buying and making only one company. Those owners of those small companies, recording companies, they can survive because the stations, they only play the music of the big companies. They give them too much money, probably. I don't want to say that, but I mean, it's rumors that they paying the people, they say, let's play this record or no. And this is the problem. Small companies can't afford to pay that much money to the guys they program the music. That problem has been for years, but now it's more than ever. Those guys, they control a lot of things. Even they control the groups. Okay, we want to play your record, but you have to perform for me over there and over there and over here, you know. And those guys make the money. So this is another problem that we have in the music business. But like I say, I'm not worried about tomorrow. What about today? Can you imagine for so many years, you know, I have too many stories. This is, I have one suit over here of Vicente Fernandez. I got this for Rigo Tobar. I travel with these people all over the United States. They performed in Houston, and I was the promoter at that time. I present him in two places because one, it was not enough for the people. I put him in the Pan American North Main and the Latin World over here in Harrisburg. We put in one place over 3,000 people, and the other one a little bit over 3,000. So it was about close to 7,000 people, you know, and that night. So that night it was the breaking records of all times. And you're talking about 70, 75, 80s. Then it was not a Toyota Center or whatever. It was only the Coliseum, which I make a lot of shows in the Coliseum too. This performer over here, he was Vicente Fernandez, he was in the Coliseum. It's right here when he would give me this suit. When this started, Vicente Fernandez was not the famous he is now. But I mean, we have a good friendship, you know, all those years. They find me. Even the recording companies, they ask him, you know, where to come to play, to work. So that's why I met him. It was a connection between their records and the record companies and me, and the promoter. Yeah, it was a good connection, real good. Right now, it's all the new generation in the music business. It's a new generation. All those groups, there are very few left. The one that was working for me. Not many. So now we got these groups come from Puerto Rico, Caribbean music, salsa, merengue. We sell few, or not as much, you know, salsa, merengue, bachata, all those Caribbean music, we selling Manaris Mash, you would sell norteño, grupero, or mariachi. We have it over here because we got some customers that he buy it, but it's only the extension over there. You know, that type of music. You can count it with your hands. How many records we got of that? But we got it. We got it. Because we got to have it, because now we got so many different customers. We used to have only customers that he buy norteño music, mariachi, grupera. It's only three customers, different ones. Three different kind of people. Now we got people from all over. All different places, like El Salvador, Guatemala, Venezuela, Puerto Rico, Santo Domingo, all the people. But it's not as many as the other customers, you know. But we got the people to come over here and buy their music. So it changed a lot, especially the people in Central America. Honduras, Salvador, Guatemala, the old. As a matter of fact, those people buy Mexican music too. You know, they like him, mariachi or norteño. You know why? Because they put the radio on, and that's what they listen all day long. So now they come up, they like him, their music, and they come to buy it. It's a new customer that we have now that we not used to have it. So that's what they make this business. Now we're working outside of the store. Those pictures have been here since 1979, 35 years since we built this building. But there used to be a wood building right there. The face, it looks canal, but the address always been 703 75th. When we make these pictures, is when we make this building. But I mean, in this corner, we've been here 45 years. There used to be an old house over here. This picture over here is Vicente Fernandez. I know him 44, 43 years. We've been good friends. Buchavilla was there. Very famous, a good friend of mine too. Almost 40 years. She worked a lot of for me. Vicente is all word mariachi custom, you know. Buchavilla, it was a mariachi too. Buchavilla, he make a lot of movies and sing mariachi music. Vicente make a lot of movies, but Vicente was the number one in the mariachi style. And Vicente is the one on the right, oh, here on the right side. Lucha Villa on the left side, right there, okay? So, let me show you these other two pictures to the right of the door. This is Rocio Durcal, the green dress. She's from Spain. Very famous, beautiful music. She makes a lot of movies too in Spain, in Mexico, and sings with mariachi and with orchestra. They do beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. He died of cancer 5 years ago. And she was here in the picture too. And she came to the store when we make a tour in Houston, in Dallas, in McAllen, Corpus Christi, San Antonio, El Paso. We went all over. So this is Rocio Durcal, okay? And Rigo Tobar was in the red suit. That guy was a band leader and composer of tropical music, which is a lot of different from Vicente, from Lucha, from Rocio. Different completely. This is the one that I show you that he put 7,000 people in one night. And that time, in the 70s, when she was a lot of people to be, you know, performing one night, because the dances in Houston used to be, if you have 1,200 people or 1,500 people in one dance, it was a big dance. We put 7,000 people in one night with him. He died too about 8 years ago. Too much problem, was very sick, so many things. They came up to drug addict, alcohol, pills, and all those things. So it hurts too much. So the guy, he painted the picture, he got it on the record. Okay? The pictures, they are not in the material of the building. It's the wood. This guy, they painted and chopped, and then he finally put them on in there. From Mexico. The name was Jaramillo. He retired and he go back to Mexico. He's not here in Houston anymore. This another painter. It's not the same one. They do this. It's a different guy. It's like a cartoons. Luis Miguel over there. Different names. Lorenzo de Monteclaro. Different names. Not as famous as this one. They are over here. They are probably about the same time. But I mean, it's not as famous as these guys that I put in the wall. Okay. Yeah, well, Canal is over here, and 75 is over there. So, in this side, Antonio Aguilar, idol from Mexico. He's a charro, he's having his own shows with a lot of horses and cows and everything. So he make about 170 movies. He was very famous. Right now, his son is very famous too, and the youngest son. of Tony Aguilar, and they work a lot in Houston. When it used to be the Sam Houston kind of scene, they used to bring his show 2 days. They make it 2 shows every on Sunday and 2 shows on Saturday, and they pack the Coliseum. Come with his wife, Flor Silvestre, well, she was very famous movie star too. She's still living, his wife. But he died about 8 years ago, almost 8 years ago. This is Tony Aguilar. And over here, Juan Gabriel. Juan Gabriel is the more famous composer from Mexico. Very famous. He just came to the Toyota Center about a month ago. Very famous. He's been in the record shop many times. I got some picture of him inside. You will see it. This one over here, she never been in the store, Lucia Mendez. But he was a good friend of mine. He worked for me and my club and the tours. But she was not very famous in actress, you know, because he make a lot of soap operas, novelas. That's what he's famous for. This one over here is Jose Jose. He's been in the record shop many times. Good friend of mine. With a white coat and red shirt. He moved from Mexico to Miami. Still singing, but he has a lot of problems with drugs and alcohol. And destroy his voice. So he doesn't sing anymore, but he lived out of the royalties of his records that he make very famous records, so many. But he will be singing again. Because vocal cords, they never fix. When you're destroying it, it's no repair for that. So this is about my age, but he look older than me. You know, those problems that when it starts, with the drugs and alcohol, they're destroying his career and destroying his health. His own person, you know. So this is a problem with Rigo Tobar. And okay, Juan Gabriel, no drugs, no alcohol, still good. He came for money because he worked so much. Antonio Aguilar, he died. He was 85 years old when he died. I say that he died when he wants to die. He hold it until he wants to die. I want to die tomorrow, and he died next day. You know? But these ones, like this one over here in Rigo Tobar, they destroy their life. Sometimes the money make it crazy, you know. You don't know what to do with the money. The 79, a lot of people come to the store. They love to see the pictures. They come and take a picture outside in the pictures. Yeah, we have a lot of people today. The weekends, it's a lot of people with cameras taking pictures of those pictures, those big pictures with those stars. I decided because they was very famous and very known, dead people. They're still famous, but not in the business they used to be. And besides that, all the people knows exactly who they are. Because for the movies, for the records, and the famous that they were very famous, you know. You can see those guys on television, newspapers, magazines, I mean, all over. So a lot of young people, they know because they still look at some old movies and television, you know. And the mama said, who is it? Oh, the one is in the picture with Memo. And the one is in the picture with yeah. They do it. And then he come over here and say, oh, there was, mommy, here is Tony Aguilar. Here is Vicente Fernandez. You know, those young people, you know. They don't know, they don't want to the shows of those guys. But they still heard the daddy and mother that he looked the movies and television or buy movies over here and they know who they are. Can you imagine how much I've been living this business for 45 years? Too many things. So many things. And I have a lot of good times and bad times when the business was not good. But I have more good times than bad ones. So I have a lot of memories of a lot of things that happened, you know, during all these years that I've been in this business. I've still got so many Michigan that I don't even play anymore. Oh yes, oh yes. Not only in the kind of music, in another music, they don't play it anymore, but I've still got it. Oh yes, there's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that.